Okay, agenda numbers, item number six, PR-2022-006674, SD-2023-00197, preliminary final plat with a VA-2023-00311 sidewalk waiver, sketch plat 3922. Cartesian Surveys, Inc., agents for Holly Arroyo, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots 16 and 17, land of Raymond Ortiz, zoned RA, located at 1825 Patrick Place Northwest between Guadalupe Trail Northwest and Rio Grande Boulevard, containing approximately 0.2831 acres. Property owners is Arroyo Holly. Interior lot line adjustment between two existing lots to create two new lots. Sidewalk waiver for Patrick Avenue. Mr. Mulhern, would you unmute and give us your name and address for this case for the record?
Yes. Hello again. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
And you swear to tell the truth. You swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Could you do a short presentation?
Certainly. So this property has a two existing residences, one of which has the existing lot line through it. And so we are looking to adjust that lot line to kind of have a more equitable side yard on both of these. As part of that, our client is going to collect a number of variances from the ZHE. They are scheduled for the November 21st meeting for those four variances that are listed in the code enforcement comments. And so we will, add the VA numbers to our plat upon that approval, and then get the owners to re-sign that sheet three of the plat that we're showing. The other item that, we're looking to address today, besides the lot line adjustment to create the two new lots, is Patrick Avenue Northwest, which is to the south of the lots, is a local street and is deficient in width. And so we're requesting the determination to allow that existing width and a waiver to waive the sidewalk requirements on that, deficiently narrow roadway. It dead ends to the lot to the west. There's no existing sidewalk anywhere along this Patrick Avenue along the whole stretch. It's kind of one of these sort of agricultural, rural, smaller roads. And so it was never really developed that way. There's really nice stonework walls on these existing lots that we'd really like to retain. And so, they add a lot of character. And so requesting that as part of our waiver process. We had reached out to Bernalillo County about their roadway to the north and any concerns they might have with our subdivision action, because we are right at the city county margin change of jurisdiction, and did not hear back from them. And so with that, we await any comment. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So it's your testimony that the existing walls cannot easily be relocated, and it would change the character of the neighborhood by relocation of those walls.
That's correct. Yeah, there's some really nice, cobblestone walls, and so, yeah, that's the view of them. And they're really charming, I think. And so they're right on that property line. And, with this deficient width, the roadway, getting rid of them, doesn't serve much purpose for the neighbors or the public, given this road dead ending to the west. And, there's utilities to move at the same time if anything was asked to be widened. So we think we've got some strong justifications for our side of the roadway and just in general for this street. Thank you.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll go. Is there any members of the public that wish to comment? Please unmute and raise your hand. Seeing none, we will now go to the DFT members. We'll start with the Water Authority, Mr. Hull.
Okay, this is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. Availability statement 230830 has been requested and is in review. Statement would identify the criteria for service. The executed statement must be obtained prior to approval. It appears that maybe there's some shared services out there. We would like to ensure that separate accounts are set up for each proposed lots that are out there, and separate water and sanitary sewer services are installed for each individual lot prior to approval.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Could you put that condition, since this is preliminary and final, could you write that into the chat as a condition?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, we'll proceed to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. As Mr. Mulholland referred to, there are some variances that would be required for the property. Let me just state those for the record. The property is zoned RA and must meet the dimensional standards of Table 511. Property is located in an area of consistency, but the adjustment of lot lines for existing structures would not require area of consistency standards, as this does not involve a vacant lot or new construction, as per IDO Section 51C2B. However, the setback and dimensional standards for the RA zone per IDO Table 511 are applicable for all affected lot lines. Any deviations from these standards will require variance or deviation approval for each. The front setback is 20 foot, the rear is 25 foot. These are not affected by the moving of the interior side lot line, which is the action of the replat. As long as the existing structures do not expand into the area of current nonconformance, whether to the front or the rear, they are legally nonconforming to lot line setback. Future additions may need to seek a prior approval through variance or expansion of a nonconforming structure if not meeting the required setbacks. The side setback of 10 foot, a variance is needed for any interior side lot line that is less than 10 foot setback for each lot, variance or deviation request. The lot width of 75 foot, need a variance for a lot that is less than 75 foot width. And the lot size, minimum 10,890 square foot or a quarter of an acre, need a variance for each proposed lot accordingly. The agent comments in the submittal for the preliminary final plat in response to the code enforcement comments for September 9th, 2022, and as noted in his prior comments, the client has scheduled ZHE variances for November 21st for the side, the lot 16A east side, the lot width for lot 16A, and lot sizing of both of these lots. We request deviations from the side lot east of 17A and west of 16A, given these are largely existing conditions being improved by our proposed lot line adjustment and are within 10% of the required standards. If we could move to the shot of the submittal that shows where the structures are and the setbacks, I think it's the next, it should be the next diagram. Or next one beyond that. No, you're going the right direction the other way. Keep going there. So they are asking for a deviation of the side yard setback between the two structures. You can see how that on lot 17A, it's a 9.5 foot from the structure to the proposed lot line. And on lot 16A, it's 9.1 foot. From the structure to the proposed lot line. And that is something that Mr. Hearing Officer, would have to determine at this if you would allow that deviation. Code enforcement certainly is in agreement with approval of the deviations requested in that regard in the submittal for interior side setbacks east of the structure on 17A and west of the structure on 16A. As for the final, the remainder of the preliminary final plat approval, code enforcement cannot approve until the variances are obtained for the other dimensional standard deficiencies, as noted in his prior remarks and in the submittal. I have no further comments at this time.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So I got a couple of questions, Mr. Palmer, and thank you. That was very good. So the first question I have of you is, I'm looking at the application. I see a sidewalk waiver, but I didn't see a deviation in the package. And did you see a request for that deviation in that package?
The request for that is kind of buried in the submittal documents. Let me scroll down to the page. In their notes of how they responded to prior remarks, I believe it is on page
20.
Page 18. No, that page right there. I'm sorry. Go back the other way.
It is page 18.
Okay. I'm sorry. The next one down. I apologize. So, yes, in that paragraph there, it starts with noted. The second sentence, we request deviations from the side lot. That right there.
Right.
Now, if you'd like that submitted in a more formal format, I'm leaving that up to you. But it, that request for deviation from you, you know, that's...
No, I think what I'd like... No, thank you, Mr. Palmer. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. If you could work up a condition, start working up a condition on that. I don't see a problem with that deviation as well. I just didn't see it in the app, in some of the application forms. My other question for you, and it may need Ms. Wolfley or Mr. Biazar to weigh in, is can we condition, or Mr. Rodenbeck, can we condition this approval subject to a ZHE hearing that's later this month? And so I'll open it up to who would like to answer that question.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll jump in here. I feel like this is a different situation than the preliminary plat, because that preliminary plat has a final plat that's following up. This is the preliminary final plat. So this is a final approval. I feel pretty strongly, and I didn't note this in my comment memo for planning, but if we know that it's going November 21st to ZHE, I feel pretty strongly myself that this plotting application needs to get deferred until the ZHE approves those variances. That's my view on this, but I defer to Mr. Biazar and Ms. Wolfley as well.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Biazar, you want to weigh in?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. Yes, the variance needs to be approved prior to us taking action on the plot.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Mulholland, do you have a problem? You've got a lot of comment. You've got comments today that you could clean this up and then do a resubmittal. And what I might suggest on your transmittal letters, these packets are, 300 and 400 pages long. It is, again, articulate specifically the requests that you have. I think it's justified, and I think it's there. Just be a lot easier when we're reviewing this, both for staff and for the hearing officers, that it's a little bit more articulated or a little bit more highlighted. And if you could remind me when the hearing officer for the ZHE is.
November 21st is Ryan with Cartesian. So I guess just to confirm, are you looking for an explicit note for the determinations for these 10% minor decisions here?
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. What I would like is the way it's advertised, it was a sidewalk waiver. What I would like to see is a sidewalk waiver and a deviation request, so that the general public, as well as staff and myself, at least, and the other hearing officers, are alerted to start looking for those things. I was looking for a sidewalk deferral. I wasn't really looking for a deviation until I started looking at it a little bit closer. And I, too, found it buried, but it was just trying to make my job easier. Sorry. So that's really what I'm looking for. Ms. Wolfley, you've got your hand raised.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, I understand what you're saying. On the agenda, we wouldn't post a determination because that's considered sort of in the administrative arena. And we don't normally advertise those on the agenda or require public notice, but it probably is advisable that the deviation be clearly identified in the packet and, you know, for yourself and staff. And there's even a form that code enforcement has created if people want to use it, that they can use that form within their submittal to clearly identify the deviation request.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. This is a very straightforward case, but as staff knows, we have other deviations that the general public may want to weigh into and disagree with what the applicant is. And so we're just trying to make sure that we keep the general public informed. So the ZHE normally does not rule on the hearing. They usually take 10 days after that hearing. So it looks like you would need to be deferred to December 6th. Is that right, Jay?
Yes, I believe that would be, that would be the next DHO meeting, December 6th.
After the 10-day appeal, the 10-day appeal period of the ZHE, assuming he...
I believe so, yeah. I think that's based on the November 21st date. I'm doing this in my head here, but yeah, I think December 6th will work.
So, Mr. Hearing Officer, there are two things. One is the ZHE hearing. If it's on November 21st, I think the ZHE has 10 days or 15 days to put out their decision. Well, Mr. Palmer would know this best. And then from that point that the ZHE renders a decision, then there's an appeal period.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Yes, you're correct. Mr. Palmer.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. That's what I was hoping to address. So for the hearing date of November the 21st, there is a decision deadline for the zoning hearing examiner of December 6th, and then there is an appeal period to appeal that decision, and that appeal deadline is as of 5 p.m. on December 21st. So we could really not act on it until after that time.
And this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Jay, would that push us to January 3rd?
Well, this is Jay Rudbeck. We don't have a 2024 DHO calendar yet. So I think maybe the best thing to do, if we can't hear them on December the 6th, we do have an established date on December the 20th. Obviously, we won't be able to hear them then if the appeal period ends on the 21st.
I think I would agree with Mr. Rodenbeck that we defer this to December 20th. And it's possible the ZHE may do their decision shorter than the allowable time they have, and the appeal period could be shorter. So I think if it's not ready, Mr. Mulhall is very responsible about deferring applications that aren't ready. So I think we could go with the 20th. And hopefully we need to get our schedule for 2024 up.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That was going to be my next comment. We need to probably publish next year's agenda schedule, or next year's schedule for sure. Mr. Mulhern. Mr. Mulhern, do you understand what we're discussing?
Yes, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So yeah, we've been through the ZHE a little bit in the past. And so, I had forgotten that there was an appeal period on top of that decision time where they, publish the notice of decision. So I understand that December 20th is kind of the soonest we could be heard. Yes.
Okay. So with that, I will move a deferral of item number 6, PR 2022-006674, to the hearing of December 20th. And we will see you, I'm sure, before then.
Thank you. This is Ryan with Cartesian. I guess before we move on, I was hoping staff could clarify for the deviation request. Is there a specific form, like one of the V forms or something, that we need to use? Or is that just part of sort of the explanation part on the cover form? We need to more clearly say there's a deviation involved.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. If Mr. Hearing Officer, if you would like, I could send him a copy of the form that we utilize for deviation requests that do come to our office. if you would prefer it to be done in a different format, by all means, that's you're welcome to do that as well.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. No, I think go ahead and send it out. Again, what I try to do on all the HO meetings for anybody listening is an educational component. If anybody has a similar situation, they could reach out to you and get that same form. That's what I'm going to suggest
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. They can contact the zoning permit counter, and any of the staff there can get that form out to them at any time.
Okay. Thank you. This is Mr. Mulher. You're deferred until December 20th.
All right. Thank you all. See you then.